FM 90.3 WJTL Maverick City Music promises good morning to you and happy Tuesday. It is 7:04.
Take WJTL with you wherever you go. As always, you can find us at 90.3 on your FM dial, online at WJTL.com, through the WJTL app and your smart speaker. Plus, keep up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest in contests and other fun WJTL Christ Community music.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Vision Corps is our friend Megan Tomczyk. Good morning to you, Megan.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having us.
So great to have you on. Megan is the Vice President and Chief Development Officer at Vision Corps. Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning, Megan?
I just want to say hi to all of our employees that are probably already working on the line right now, and any of our clients and supporters that are out there listening right now.
So tell us about Vision Corps. What do you do?
Vision Corps is the blind association serving Lancaster County and some surrounding counties. And what we do is we provide free rehabilitation services to residents who are blind or living with vision loss. And that is all ages. We serve infants up to, I think our oldest client was 104 years old.
Whoa.
And all, yeah, so we run the gamut. We have an outstanding staff that does this. And again, all of these things are to provide independence for these individuals, despite them having limited or no vision. And this is all done at no cost because of our fundraising events, support from the community, and it costs us about $1.5 million a year to provide these services.
Wow. Tell us about some of the services that you provide.
Sure. So in addition to general rehab services like orientation and mobility instruction, which is white cane training, a lot of people associate the white cane with people who are blind. We do services to help people with their everyday living skills like cooking and organizing their home so they can stay there. But we also do preventative services. Excuse me. We have a vision screening program called KidSight, and we screen around up to 10,000 children a year, preschool age, to identify potential vision problems. And then we can connect them with an eye doctor to get an exam. And usually around 6% of those screenings indicate a problem that the parents didn't have any idea their child had. And so that's a really great program we do.
Yeah.
And then the third part of what we do is employment opportunities, where we are employing people who are blind in different industries around our service area.
Any stories that come to mind, Megan, about how Vision Corps has impacted any of your clients?
Yes, absolutely. I could talk all morning with stories, but one that stood out recently is a woman whose child was screened for the in the KidSight program, and she had no idea that her child had a very severe condition. The child wasn't showing signs, so there was really no way the mom would have known this, because kids can overcompensate for these infractions. But he ended up needing surgery within the next month, pretty emergency surgery, only because we did this screening that's a couple seconds in their preschool, and we saved his eye.
Wow.
So that was exciting for us.
That is exciting.
To do that, yeah.
That's awesome. Now, you mentioned some of your funding. You have a fundraising event coming up. Tell us about that.
We do. In June, we have an event called the Eye Drop, and it's a rappelling event, and we're really excited to get that going in less than a month.
Very cool. Folks can get info online. Is that correct?
Yes. They can either go to visioncorps.net, which is our main website, or for the event, it's eyedrop2022.org.
And we're going to talk more with Megan coming up. We'll find out more about what EyeDrop is all about and how you can be involved. So we invite you to stick around. Music on the way, too. Ben Rector, Torrin Wells, and more coming up next.
With SRN.